as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking about many years of relationships I've had with individuals, both personally. I can think of Mark, a good friend of mine, who is just, you describe well in terms of his laser focus on the accounts he wants to win and the patience and the tenacity he has.
Yeah.
To look for them. And then David, who is in industry somewhat different to this, but there's no new customers coming up. The marketplace is finite. So they either do business with David or one of his three competitors, National Sales
right.
Organization.
Right.
But as David says, the competitor will always eventually screw up. And at that
yes.
moment, if he's there,
yeah.
it's his business. So focusing, I mean, and these are just slightly different examples because one would hope you can stimulate some activity to want them to engage in you.
Yes.
But I don't think it's always, I mean, certainly if you can give a point or two and save some money, but I think just being more innovative, showing ways of driving waste out of the way they do business, educating, as we've talked about
yeah.
in this conference, this meeting. I mean, the whole idea of helping your customer run their business more efficiently, more seamlessly, give them a better night's sleep. That's probably worth switching for if you can show. And again, we talked about engineers as opposed to salespeople. So it's that whole mentality of looking at the customer's business as the customer looks at it. In fact, being a better consultant to the customer and the people around them than anybody in that organization. And you've become an unpaid advisor to how to help
I like
them.
That a lot. And one of the things that you said that really resonated with me was that if you can help them run their business more efficiently,
yeah.
And that is vital because...
And it's possible. I'm sure of it in so many of the categories of trade that I and you are familiar with.
But the big benefit to that
yes.
is that the customer winds up making more money, and it
yes.
doesn't come out of your commissions,
yes.
and it doesn't come out of your company's profits. And that is remarkable.
Well, I tell you, I worked with a very large wholesale company. And I was teaching negotiating skills to their people. And then they decided they wanted me to teach to their customers. So a number of the salespeople said, hey, hold on a minute. What do you want to teach our customers how to better negotiate? If they're negotiating with us, everything Barry has taught us to do a better job of improving our profitability, he's going to undo. No, we want to help their credit managers, their customers' credit managers, improve their credit collections because they realized that one of the weak links in this particular business, and I won't get into too much detail,
mm-hmm.
was their customers' ability to pay them in a timely manner, because if they didn't, they would use up their full line of credit and be doing business
with the competition. Because
so yeah. I was funded to go out and teach this wholesaler's customers how to improve collections, because the better they were at simply asking for money, I mean, it
yeah.
sounds, as I describe it to you, it sounds almost too trite. But the collection business is a negotiation. It's a skill. And any company that can do a better job of pulling in the money, being able to pay their vendors, is going to be able to buy more from that supplier.
That's the kind of sophistication that I think everybody can benefit from and everybody should be aware of. And
but it takes a brave company to... not really. I guess it doesn't. It just requires somebody with a bit more vision.
That is well said.
Yeah.
Somebody in the company
yeah.
Started to analyze what the actual problem
yes.
was.
Yeah.
And what would happen is 9 out of 10 people in role would just say, our customers aren't paying enough
yes.
on time.
We can't pay you because we haven't got the money, so you're going to have to wait
yeah.
another 10 days.
Yeah, or we have to be more competitive because they're buying from someone
that's
else.
Right.
We got to lower our prices, and that's not the problem. Somebody figured out what the actual problem was. The guys were using up their credit line,
yeah,
and then they were just buying someone else because
they
had to buy.
Exactly. Yeah.
And the company was losing the sales. And there would be somebody around there who says, you've got to raise the credit
line. So the message for anybody watching this is think about how you can help your customers grow their business. What are their real pains? What are their problems? Get away from whatever it is you do, whatever it is they immediately do. What is it that's... I don't know, how do we put this? Just like you said.
But that was a brilliant, absolutely brilliant example of a company.
Well, it's true. As Henry Kissinger used to say, a good story is always better when it's true. And that is
yeah.
factual.
but that's exactly it. And so what happened is they took time to understand the customer's
yes.
problem. And then they went out and made themselves responsible for solving the customer's
yes.
problem. And in doing so, they prevented sales from going to their competition.
Strengthened the working relationship dramatically.
Oh, dramatically.
Yeah.
Now, I can't even imagine
yeah.
being there and having one of my suppliers saying, hey, we're gonna help you out. We want you to be able to buy more product, and we know that a cash flow is an issue for you, and we want to give you some of the skills other people are using to improve your cash flow, so that you're not going to run into this credit limit all the time.
Yeah.
I think, wow, that's
and there's got to be other many. Variations on adding value. I mean, that's my message. There has to be ways to improve how you help your customers grow their business, reduce loss, whatever it be, makes you a unique source. Because, boy, you can buy this stuff from just about anyone these days, but nobody can really add the value that education to your customers.
That's a rare skill, and it's something that somebody in the younger generation could bring to the party. You know, when we have this thing called.
What do you mean? Well, I lose your thoughts on.
We have this thing, this concept of having some new blood.
Right, very much. Yeah.
And I can't. You know, I've walked into organizations where I've been hired in on the new guy.
Yeah.
And you know, by the second weekend, you realize how much you don't know, and you hope they're not going to lose your job. But you start walking around and saying, "Why on earth would you do this?" And then you ask somebody, and they say, "I don't know. It's how I was trained when I came here 17 years ago." and nobody is actually they're so used to dysfunction,
that they're
blind to it.
It's habitual. Yeah,
they're blind to it.
Yes.
In the age of Amazon, analytics is a need, not a want. We'd be delighted to show Waypoint Analytics to you and your team. Click the demo button on our website, or call us directly, and we can show you how companies use analytics to boost both cash flow and profit rates.